And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of September, 2013. The Treaty of Paris was signed on this day in 1783, in Paris, of course, which officially ended the War of Independence in the United States, the war which had begun at Lexington and Concord in the spring of 1775. The treaty required Great Britain to recognize the independence of the United States and to cede all lands east of the Mississippi. It's the birthday of Louis Sullivan, born Boston, 1856, architect who worked in Chicago in the 1880s and the 90s. He designed more than 100 buildings there, including the early steel frame skyscrapers, great innovations in their day, with experimental skeleton construction on the inside and intricate ornamentation on the outside. Louis Sullivan, remembered for his famous saying, "Form follows function." It's the birthday of the novelist Alison Lurie, born Chicago, 1926, whose novels include Imaginary Friends, The War Between the Tates, and Foreign Affairs, whose protagonists often are academics negotiating the perils and pitfalls of their personal relationships. And it's the birthday of Matthew Bolton, born in Birmingham, England, 1725. Bolton was a manufacturer. He came from a steel manufacturing family. They manufactured corkscrews and watch chains and hooks and buckles. Bolton invented a technique to make buckles inlaid with enamel, made them in Birmingham, exported them to France, and then imported them back to England so he could advertise them as the latest in French fashion. We know him because he was the business partner of James Watt, who invented a very much improved steam engine, which revolutionized manufacturing. James Watt was the engineer, the brains, and Matthew Bolton was the businessman. He ran his steel plant on hydropower, and he was looking for a better source of power. And so he invested in James Watt, who gave him a more efficient steam engine than what existed on the market at the time. Watt refined the steam engine to contain a separate condenser so that the steel steam cylinder remained hot all the time, did not have to keep cooling off, and so didn't keep losing energy. And Matthew Bolton supplied the capital. Matthew Bolton, who said, "I sell here, sir, what all the world desires to have, power." Here's a poem for today by Robert S. Foote, An Interruption. A boy had stopped his car to save a turtle in the road. I was not far behind, and slowed and stopped to watch as he began to shoo it off into the undergrowth. This wild reminder of an ancient past, lumbering to some late Triassic bog, till it was just a rustle in the grass, till it was gone. I hope I told him with a look as I passed by, how I was glad he'd stopped me there, and what I felt for both of them, something I took to be a kind of love, and of a troubled thought I had for man, of how we ought to let life go on where and when it can. A poem, An Interruption, Robert S. Foote, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.